You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk covering every team in the NHL. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hello and welcome into the Starcast Circa Marks Studios. I'm Ryan Chambers and this is Starcast Circa Marks. We are the official Dallas Stars podcast of the Hockey Podcast Network and we are brought to you by DraftKings. Make sure you use that promo code THPN next time you go and use their app for a special little something. This is the PGR episode for game 10 of the regular season. Stars against the Calgary Flames, and they do end up winning tonight by a final score of 4-3 in overtime, and we've got a lot of things to talk about, including why I'm still kind of a little bit hacked off as to why why this keeps happening, but we'll get into that. But at this time, I want to welcome in James. Chris did a great job with the last PGR, so we thought we'd give Chris the night off tonight, so y'all are going to be stuck with me and James tonight. So anyway, James, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing good.
Well, and anyways, guys, some of y'all had been texting me and asking me DMing me on Twitter asking me about why I haven't been around. I've been a little busy with my band director job. We just went to state and placed 19th out of 25, so I'm really proud of my kids, so shout out to my Crane kids there. But very happy to be back here talking Stars hockey with you guys. So, James, Stars do end up winning tonight by a final score of 4-3 in overtime. So this is one of the big storylines coming out of tonight after the game is that this is the first time the Stars have scored four goals in a regular season game. What are your original thoughts of this game?
Honestly, not too surprised that they end up scoring four goals after finally being able to pass that two in regulation every night. But it was an interesting game to watch. A lot of back and forth, a lot of mood swings. So
let's just go ahead and just jump right into this. The scoring, the Stars had an excellent first period, absolutely excellent first period. And it started with a Denis Gerionov goal from a beautiful pass by Miro Heiskanen. And they score on the power play. Denis Gerionov gets the ha-ha-ha to Rick Bonus. And lots of people on Twitter saying, ha-ha, take that, Bonus. However, he allows the Stars to go up 1-0 to start off.
Yeah, that's just Gerionov being hungry after getting healthy scratched, I think, because he's lurking on that entire goal if you see it.
Mm-hmm. And what's actually funny is that on Twitter, Kyle Shohara, I hope I'm saying his name right, he's the social, one of the, I think he's the digital manager for the Stars. He actually predicted Como to get the first goal, and I was literally fixing to put Como out there, and instead I went with Geary, and I was right. So there we go. Anyways, great first period overall by the Stars in general. What were some of the things that you saw that the Stars did really well in the first period, James?
Just not letting the Flames get momentum at all in that first period, especially with how hot the Flames have been. I mean, I think they've been on a tear at the beginning of the season, but just keeping them out of our zone and mainly staying in their zone for the full period, it was a very good period.
Now, I did put this on Twitter that I didn't think it was an amazing period, and I think a lot of people are going to disagree with me on that. It was a very good period for the Stars, and I think the word I used specifically was solid, but there were still some turnovers that I did not like, and Khudobin really did come up big with a couple of saves in that first period. But anyways, getting into the second period, Milan Lucic scores. He ties the game. Fluky goal. It seems like that like half the goals the Stars give up are fluky goals right now, and that ties it 1-1.
I mean, I'm gonna give the Flames some credit here because it was shot at Lucic. I don't know how to say his name, but
Lucic.
And Yeah, and he got to it and was able to tip it towards the net. I mean, that's what they were hoping for on the play, and it paid out for them. So.
And then later on, Matthew Tkachuk scores a power play goal from and it's from Lindholm and Anderson. And, you know, after a really good first period, you know, and I put this on Twitter, the Flames were pushing. And with about 7 minutes gone in the second period, they really started pushing. And then you could obviously see the momentum swing in that second period.
Yeah, for sure. And I actually put this on Twitter as well. But when you tweeted that out, I was like, I think your tweet was time to buckle down and play defense. And what I replied was more like time to stay out of the box.
And
they failed to do it, and the Flames scored on it. So
it's just our luck. I don't know what it is. But anyways, so going in from there, Matthew Tkachuk, you know, allows Calgary to go up 2-1. However, and I think this was the big turning point in the game for the Stars. Como gets a fluky goal himself and a goal that should not have gone in. Markstrom should have had that literally with about 6 seconds remaining into the period. And that's a Blake Como goal, his first of the season, from Raffle and Heiskanen. So Heiskanen so far has 2 assists in the game, and that puts a very different spin on a really bad period for the Stars, and it allows the Stars to go into the third period and, you know, tied and make it a 20-minute game.
Yeah, that halts all the momentum that the Flames got from their 2 goals, and I don't think it's just the 2 goals. That's them getting back to how they were feeling in their previous games right there. And the fact that we were able to score just before the period ends and tie it up and go into the break tied, it would have been a completely different game had that not gone in.
Yeah, I'm going to pull this up. Eric Kurtenbach, I hope I'm saying that right, Eric. Still too much inconsistency. Second periods used to be ours. We can't get out of them now. Yeah, and I completely agree with him on that. It, you know, second periods used to be one of the best periods for the Stars historically. And it just seems like this year it's... So moving on and doing more, we go into the third period, and like we said, it's tied 2-2. And, you know, that gives the game a little bit of a different perspective for the Stars. You know, this is a game that we could go out and really, really make sure that we win despite, you know, really screwing up in the second period. And
yeah, and also this is the game that we've been playing all year. We've been playing going to the third tied all year long. That's all we've been playing. I think there's been a couple of times where we've been down, and I think we've been up once. But most of the time going to third, we're it's a tied game for us. So we're going into a third period that we're kind of comfortable with, whether we like it or not.
Right, unfortunately. We shouldn't be comfortable with it. Thank God, you know, going into the third period, Tyler Seguin, he gets his fourth of the year. From Radulov and Heiskanen, and it wasn't like anything, you know, spectacular or amazing. Throw it at the net, it's a double deflection off of Seguin, and Seguin puts the Stars up early, which is exactly what you want going into a tie game in a game that, you know, you should probably be down going 2-1 going into the third period. But instead, now you're up 3-2.
Yeah, that's just Seguin putting in the work that he's done the past couple of games, sitting in front of the net, getting those tips, and working it towards the net.
And you know, the Stars had opportunities to make it even further and go up 4-2. But and I kept talking about this, and I've talked about this multiple times and several of our PGRs this season, that the Stars need to get that insurance marker. They have to get that second goal and go up 2 goals so that if they do make a mistake, it leaves them a little bit of wiggle room. The way that they play, maybe I should save that for here in a second. We'll get into that.
Yeah.
But anyways, Zadorov scores later on at 16:03 in the third from Shillington and Markstrom. So Markstrom actually gets an assist on that, and it was a great shot. I'll give Zadorov that. It was a great shot, and that's kind of when I lost it. And we'll get into why I lost it here in a little bit. And I lost it on Twitter a little bit too. So Anyway, James, go ahead.
It kind of sucks too, just because of how everything went down. Like, it goes back into their zone, and then they say that Marsham played it in the little can't play area, you know, where you get the penalty. I don't even know what that's called. But
in the corners, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know, that must have just made the Flames so mad, and they go back and they score off the play, and they get their penalty back, their callback call, which is fair, but it just stinks.
And I still don't understand the Radulov penalty. I still don't understand what happened.
It was just a get back call, I think.
Well, I mean, I don't even remember what it was. Was it like
it was slashing.
Okay, so it was something that happened before the goal.
No, they timed it at the same time as the goal. So I think it was truly just like they kind of saw something that could have been called a penalty, and they're like, yeah, we're just going to give that back.
Well, either way, you know, the dying minutes of the third period, this Calgary ends up making it 3-3. And of course, everybody in Stars Land is thinking, oh crap, here we go again. And it's just, and again, we'll get into it here in a second. OT rolls around, the Stars, it looks like the game against Winnipeg, where they're not control. They got zero possession, basically, the entire overtime, except for twice. The first time, they did absolutely nothing with it, and they gave it right back to Calgary.
Yeah,
the second time, all they needed is just a shot from Jamie Benn. Jamie Benn puts it in the back of the net for a second of the year from Raffle and Pavelski, I believe. Was it Raffle?
I don't remember.
It was Pavelski and Klingberg, and that sends the Stars to a 4-3 overtime victory over the Calgary Flames. So, any specific storylines coming out of this game that you want to touch on first, James? Because I got a couple.
Okay, so the thing that I was watching a lot tonight, and it's partially because we didn't do good on it on Tuesday night either, was the faceoff battle. This is a team that we should kill in the faceoff battle, like 9 times out of 10, without a doubt. And I think we end up losing the faceoff battle like 49-51, so narrowly losing the faceoff battle. But we shouldn't be losing the faceoff battle. I'm gonna play Chris's side for him since he's not here. This is the team that should not be losing faceoffs like that. Like, and it was a problem last game too. We lost the faceoff battle against the Jets too. So I don't know what's wrong with our faceoffs right now, but I'm frustrated at that particularly.
And you know, I agree with you. Just to throw the faceoff percentages up here for you for the stats, it was 51-49%, and it was a lot worse than that after the second period. So the Stars did win some key faceoffs in the third period, but however, this is one of the things that we talked about with the addition of Luke Glendinning, especially, is the fact that the faceoff percentage for the Stars should be, we should win the faceoff battle every single game, and that hasn't been seen consistently. We've had some great games where we've dominated the dot, but it hasn't been consistent enough yet.
And even more frustrating is, in the game, we even knew that they could do it. Because this consistent thing that they've been doing all season, too. They were winning the faceoff battle, like, I don't know what it was. I wasn't paying attention. But they were winning the faceoff battle after the first period. And then they lose it in the second and never got it back. Like, why do we keep losing the faceoff battle in the second period? I don't understand it.
So, and I don't get it either. I don't get it either. That's one thing that we should consistently be winning on, and we just haven't been. Here's a couple of other storylines, just kind of looking at some of the comments here, especially on YouTube. We got a lot of people in tonight. Thank you, guys. Y'all keep commenting and let us know what you want us to talk about, because there's a lot of good things that we need to talk about. But I'll go back to Eric here. Eric Kurtenbach, benching Geary is asinine, especially for a team starving for offense. That is a borderline fireable offense. So for those of you that don't remember, that was a big storyline coming into this game, is the fact that Geary was a healthy scratch last game, and he's put back into the lineup again tonight. and he gets the first goal for the Dallas Stars. So looking at that, did Bonus do the right thing, or did he do the wrong thing, what's the thought process there?
Honestly, I'm going to slightly side with Bonus on this one, not fully because I still think it was a stupid thing to do, but Gurianov played the best game of the season so far, like easily his best game on both sides of the puck too. Like he was making great back checking plays, great just being able to get the puck out of the defensive zone and being able to get a line change in for everyone. And he scores a goal in the game. Bonus got what he wanted from it. Whether everyone calls him stupid and says that, oh, he got showed up, all of that, right? But he got exactly what he wanted. He got exactly what he wanted out of Gurianov.
NFL fans, hungry for a big win this week? DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has got you covered. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game, and if they do, you win $200 in free bets. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. It's that simple. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state yet, DraftKings won't leave you empty-handed. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes all season long with DraftKings Daily Fantasy Sports Contest. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, use promo code THPN, bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game, and win $200 in free bets. If they win, you win. With the promo code THPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years of age or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. You know, and Brandon says the same thing. Eric is right. There was no reason to scratch Geary. Bones messed that up last game. You know, I still don't know how I feel about it, and it's completely weird. It's like I don't have an opinion on this topic, and normally I do. Because I can see both ways. I can understand why he took Geary out, because Geary was not playing all that well and not what we've been expecting from him through the first, 10 games of the season. But he did something right in scratching him, because tonight he's one of the reasons why we won the game. He got the game going for the Stars. Without that first goal, I don't think the Stars win this game.
And again, I think, like, Gurry's defensive side in this game was just crazy to me. Like, he was all over the ice all night long. So whether everyone thought that it was stupid or not, or still thinks that it's stupid, I mean, again, Bonus, he got what he wanted out of it. It worked. So I guess I'm siding with Bonus.
I still don't know if I'm siding with Bonus or not. Evie Man says, in Bones we trust, and Brandon again says, in Bones we have our doubts. You know, I will agree with Brandon there that in Bones we have our doubts. I don't know, man, I got a cough. I still don't know how I feel about him. I really don't. But he seemed to make a decent call on this one. I don't know whether to give him props or just say it was all Gurianov and not Bones at all. So, speaking of the Gurianov goal, someone who we absolutely have to talk about tonight is the play of Miro Heiskanen. The guy was an absolute beast tonight. He should be up for the Norris, and he should be in the Norris conversation this season. I mean, the guy is everywhere. He does everything for the Stars. He's there offensively. He's there defensively. He plays in every single kind of situation. And he continues to completely lead by example for this Dallas Stars team that, you know, really needs offense. And he's providing not just the defense that we expected from him, but the offense that we expected from him as well. 3 assists tonight. And, yeah, you know, a +2 and the +-. Talk about Miro Heiskanen's play tonight.
Right. And it's great to see, because, I mean, especially he had a lot of early season points too. So he had kind of gone away from it for the past couple of games, but he got back to it this game, which was really nice to see. And if he keeps up with his points, he will be in the running for the Norris this year.
And you know, I'm going to go with Eric here as well. He had some amazing board and slick stick plays to maintain possession. Try and say that five times fast. Slick stick plays. Slick stick plays. Anyways, there was one in particular that he like did a complete spinorama on somebody, and he was able to get the puck out of the zone because of what he did. But, you know, I don't know where this team would be without Miro Heiskanen. Honestly, right now, we wouldn't even be close to where we are right now.
Three Calgary wins.
Yeah, exactly. There's no way that this Stars team is as good as they should be without the player Miro Heiskanen. And, I don't know what else to say about the guy. He just does everything right. There was one play that I was like, okay, that was a bad turnover. That was it. But he immediately made up for it. He skated back. He got the puck, and he got it out of the zone. It was one bad play that I remember seeing tonight. Everything else, he was all over the place. And, you know, speaking of which, hopefully he's okay. I'm not quite sure what happened on that play. So
what I think happened there, from the Calgary Flame dude who he ran into a Calgary Flames player accidentally on purpose for Calgary, right? Like, I don't think that he was...
Caused a bit of interference or whatever.
Yeah, he wasn't, like, trying to hurt him, but he was trying to stop him. But he kind of shoved his arm, like, into him straight, so kind of, like, jammed his wrist from what it looked like. And, he played the rest of the game fine, so hopefully he is fine. But it was a weird play that happened on.
Yes, So hopefully he's okay, and he's ready to go for the next game. I think we're playing Vancouver on Sunday.
Sunday, yeah.
Sunday on a late game. Sunday night at 9. So let's also talk about this play as well, because this was a very good point, and I'm glad that Brandon keeps commenting. Keep him coming, Brandon, because you're giving us everything that we need to talk about. Speaking of making up for bad plays, Brandon says, Blake freaking Como went from zero to hero in 2 minutes. Now I got zero to hero from Hercules running through my head. Yeah. But anyways, talk about Blake Como.
Well, that's actually kind of like he made a awful play trying to lift his stick and tried it like three times and missed every single time. And on the last time, he smacks the dude in the face. So it's high sticking. It annoys the crap out of me because of how many ice sticking calls we get. In our little group chat that we have, that we talk about, that we send stuff in the game, right? I like spammed out on my keyboard because I was so mad at how many high sticking calls that we got. And I think it's more frustrating to me just because of the last three games where our penalty kill hasn't been great the last three games. So like, if you can't kill the penalty, stay out of the box. But it's just so frustrating to see more and more high sticking calls for me.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I always talk about is just stay out of the box. I mean, isn't that one of the things I say all the time? Yeah. Stay out of the box and we'll be okay, because typically 5-on-5 are pretty good, and if we take advantage of our power plays, we'll win the game. Yeah. I typically say that because our power play is pretty good. And our penalty kill has actually sucked so far this season.
Well, actually, so I went back and looked, and in the first seven games, we had 21 penalties, right? And only three goals, right, against. So it's like 86%, which isn't, like, awful. But in the last three games, we've had 12 penalties, and there's been four goals. So last three games have been awful on the penalty kill, and I think that's why I'm so frustrated at it.
Yeah, that's 67% on the penalty kill in the last couple of games,
yeah.
Then? One for every three is going in, so.
Yeah.
And so that's something that we need to take as a negative out of this game, is the Stars need to get better on the penalty kill. One of the things that I wanted to mention, and I blew up on Twitter a little bit because I'm so sick of the way that this team plays, and it's almost like you can count on it. It's like predictable. And here's what I'm gonna go into a little bit of a rant here. So I apologize for those of you listening, but I am so sick and tired of watching a Dallas Stars team that either gets the lead and then squanders it away, or they you know, pull within one, or they tie the game or whatever, and then just lose it in overtime. And I'm glad I was wrong in this game. I don't get me wrong. I am glad that you know that was wrong and everything, but I'm just so sick of the way that the team plays right now. And this goes back to the whole thing of me saying we have to win in regulation. You have to get a regulation win. In the playoffs, if you play like this, you're not going to win. You're not. That's just plain and simple. In my opinion, you are not going to win playoff games the way that they're winning these overtime games and shootout wins or whatever they're doing. So there, and this was one of the stats that they pulled up during the game, is that the Stars and the Coyotes are the only two teams in the entire NHL that have not won in regulation yet. And it used to be Chicago on that list as well, but Chicago finally won a game in regulation. And we got, I mean, am I far off in thinking like this, or, you know, am I wrong in being pissed off still about this?
I don't think you're wrong in being mad or upset about it, but honestly, it's really freaking fun to watch.
I'll give you that. Like, yes, it makes everything interesting. Yes.
It really does. But like, it is frustrating. It would have been more frustrating if we were doing this last year, because we would have just lost every overtime game. So it's nice to actually go into overtime and be like, hey, we can win this game now, right? But yeah, it is. It's a problem that we can't win in regulation yet. I mean, we're a team that has a 500, that we're even in the standings now, and we still haven't won a game in regulation. So, and that's just absurd.
And again, I'll say it. I'm glad we won the game. I really am. I really am. But you know, Ben scored the goal, and I was just like, great. I wasn't jubilant or excited or anything, and I was comparing it to the way that I reacted when Gerionov scored in the home opener. I was ecstatic. I was like, oh, that was awesome. I'm so excited. But then we continued to play that way, where we kind of squandered the lead away or whatever. And I was just like, I don't know. It was just a weird reaction, the way that I reacted to the end of the game.
Honestly, for tonight, for letting the Flames come back into it, it really happened in that first period. Like, we should have been up in that first period 3-0. We had two crazy post hits in that period. One from Hintz, where he just nailed dead on the post. Like, tried to kill the post. He probably left a dent in it with how, like, solidly he hit it, right? And then and then also with Lindell, I mean, yeah, he doesn't normally score, but, like, he hits a post as well. Like, has the goalie beat, is in a great spot to take a shot, and nails the post as well. So that's, like, two great chances that don't even count as shots again. And so our posts keep haunting us.
So this kind of goes into what I was talking about, but hey, Logan, how you doing, man? Go and check out his YouTube channel. He's got a channel that he does stuff on if you got free time. Logan's saying, when we take the lead, they stop playing aggressive at all, and he's also saying that it's all on Rick Bonus. To some point, I agree with that. Do you disagree with that? Agree with that? Indifferent about it? What do you think?
I partially agree with it, but at the same time, like, I feel like if Bonus is gonna be like that, then, like, he wants to play defensive, then we gotta take the rush chances when we get them, because, like, and I'm sure that's part of Bonus's coaching too. But, like, if we get the puck and we have, like, a 2-on-2 the other way, let's say, I'd say right now 9 times out of 10 we're dumping that into the zone and getting a line change. And if we could even just move that to, like, 50% of the time, we try to go in and we try to either get possession in the offensive zone or take a shot on goal and try to score. Like, it would make it so much better. But I feel like that's a big reason why we lose second period so hard right now. Because I don't know if I just noticed it tonight, but every time that we had possession in the Flames zone, which we did sometimes tonight in the second period. Every time we did that, they got the puck back, they would skate it into our zone. They never dumped it into our zone and went and got a change. They never did it, not once. I did not notice them do it once. It gives so much more, puts so much more pressure on the other team, because then you can't go and get that change while the other team is changing too. Like, you just can't. You have to get back and you have to defend.
So it goes back to this whole dump and chase versus carrying the puck into the zone.
At least in the second, for me, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I mentioned this. I think I mentioned this to either Chris or one of my other buddies that I was talking with, texting. But it just seems like when we actually carry the puck into the zone, there's more of a chance to actually do something with the puck. And you know, I'm even fine with, like, you know, taking it up to the blue line, entering the blue line, and then dumping it into the corner. I'm fine with that. But what I hate is dumping it in from the red line, especially when we're trying to get a goal or whatever. And I hate the whole dump and chase conception right now, because it doesn't seem to be working for us all that much. And I understand it's a high percentage, you know, of getting it deep and then less happens in our zone and stuff like that. But when we're striving as a team to get more shots, to get more offense going, and you know that it's more likely we're going to get more goals by taking the puck and actually carrying it into the zone, it just makes more sense to do that, right?
Yeah.
Is that unforeseeable, or am I stupid?
I mean, it's
well,
fair.
I know I'm already stupid, but yeah.
It's fair, but like...
Chris is not here to say it, so I just got to say it for myself.
I really feel like it does, like, hurt more in the second period too. Like, in the first period, if you dump and you try to chase and they get the puck back, at least you don't have to, like, change right then and get off. You skate back and you have the chance to be able to change over towards your zone so that the other person can jump off the other side of the bench and be in the defensive zone already. But in the second period, that can't happen. You just get caught and they get rushes all the time. So, I mean, the shots is definitely a problem. But tonight, I didn't think it was, honestly. They had good chances that they probably should have scored on and hit posts. But you didn't see too much tonight where you just, like they just shot into the pad or just shot into the logo. I felt like most of the shots tonight were good shots.
Yeah, and I mean, we could talk for ages about this and everything, but I agree with you. The shots have been better over the past couple of games, and the percentage of shots that they've had, and also, like, the danger of the shots have been better as well. And we've seen that with the amount of posts that they've been hitting over the past couple of games. But again, it they don't ask how many posts do you hit. They ask you, did you get it in the net? And that's what they care about, is the goals, and we need to see more of that from the Dallas Stars. Anything else we need to talk about tonight, James? I think we've pretty much hit just about everything. Is there anything you can think of?
Hintz still hasn't scored. He needs to score so that he can start being the crazy point person that we were saying he was going to be at the beginning of the season.
And we haven't seen that yet. I really feel like if he just gets that first one, he's just going to explode offensively, and that's what I'm kind of hoping for. But
yeah, I mean, he's hit, like,
we'll see from that.
He hit the one goal and that was disallowed in the last game for offsides, and I think he's hit at least three posts, like solidly hit three posts. So it's very frustrating.
He will get it eventually. I definitely think that he will. So, anyways, guys, before we sign off tonight, I would like to thank y'all for all the comments I'm getting about my new little job that I got. I've actually taken on a contributor writing position with Blackout Dallas, which is, I think the company is called Fansided. I'm really excited to get that going. So not only are you going to hear me ranting on my podcast about the Dallas Stars, but now you get to see my writings. And I apologize for any, rants that you may get on that. And I think I might have one for tonight, but we'll see. So anyways, thank you guys. I'm really excited for that opportunity, and I'm excited for you guys to hear my articles and to read my articles on that. So anyways, one more thing, because I did want to mention this and I forgot. And Brandon, you're doing it again, man. Keep it going. On a positive note, Dobby looked good tonight. One Mickey Mouse goal and two others. 30 for 33 isn't a bad night. Right. And he gave us exactly what we needed.
It was hilarious how he played, too. It was like watching the circus up there, and he was still keeping out of the net. So.
Yep. It's like he couldn't make a save look easy.
Yeah.
It just had to be hard. He had to do it.
Drop a stick and a blocker for one of them. So.
Right, and then he had like a spinorama for another one, and then he had to like back out with it as he was going with in overtime on the save that he made. So.
But it worked. So.
It worked. So he was good enough for us tonight. He wasn't like, you know, monstrous or anything like that, but he was good enough for us tonight for us to take the W. So anyways, guys, I think we're gonna cut it off here tonight. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media accounts, across Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and make sure that you subscribe to this to the YouTube channel or to Twitch or wherever you're watching this from. We'd really appreciate it. And then you guys who are listening on the podcast side the next morning, thank you guys for tuning in. And once again, Stars win tonight by a final score of 4-3 in overtime. And we'll be back with you guys on, I guess it'll be Monday morning early, and with the PGR after the Vancouver game. Good night, guys, and we'll catch you guys on the flip side.